The Caution About Aspirin. I'm Pat Farnak with WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Have you ever known anyone who pops aspirin like candy, taking three extra strengths, let's say, for a monster headache? I asked non-invasive cardiologist Dr. Tyler Webster about that.
I think it's reasonable as a painkiller or pain management if it's used kind of according to the instructions that you would get it over the counter, because actually for like thousands of years, this has been used as an analgesic medication. So I think it's reasonable, especially for patients who've had benefit from it in the past, as long as they use it as directed. But again, I always caution any of my patients that have a high risk of bleeding or have had a bleeding event in the past that they may want to choose an alternative medication for pain management aside from aspirin, because aspirin has that extra risk of bleeding.
So pay attention to the label, please. The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.